Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have small craft advisories in effect, one for the Columbia River Bar. The weather is going to get a little bit more difficult out there with this change in the weather from our sunny weather to our rainy weather. On the Columbia River Bar, we've got 5 to 6 foot seas through tomorrow morning. Seas are going to reach 10 feet with breakers possible during those max ebb current times. We're going to have one around 5 p.m. and another around 5:15 tomorrow morning. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for winds in effect through this evening. That means south winds 15 to 20 knots, rising up to 30 knots in terms of gusts in the afternoon. Wind waves from the south 6 feet at 5 seconds apart, west swells 5 feet at 12 seconds, and rain is in the forecast. And as the wind sort of whips up those waves, we might end up seeing a small craft advisory for hazardous seas by tomorrow morning. So the wind blowing across the surface of the water creates friction and causes the seas to rise. And eventually, if this goes on long enough, you have those elevated seas. Overall, in the marine weather forecast, south winds 15 to 20. West swells 7 feet, chance of showers, just kind of what you would expect on a kind of a messy day like this, where we're getting into that, certainly the fall weather pattern and the winter weather pattern on its heels. Today I want to talk with you about the dangers of being a fisherwoman out there on the water. I have a Coast Guard press release to share with you about someone who was injured on a fishing boat, and I want to share some pretty alarming statistics about how dangerous it is for the people who go out and get us our fish. So next time you have a fish dinner, consider these things that we're about to talk about here. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 3 inbounders, 6 in the Astoria Anchorage, actually 7 there. And our outbounders are 4 today. First arrival in the river is the Palma Bulker. She's arriving from Japan. She's a wheat ship. She's heading for the Astoria Anchorage. She's probably out there already, probably arrived around 7:30 this morning. She'll be there until probably tomorrow around midnight when she will head upriver to pick up wheat. The ANSAC Christine Nancy, she's a regular ship that comes into our waters quite often. American Natural Soda Ash Corporation, that's what ANSAC stands for. This is a ship that is dedicated to the cargo soda ash. She'll be arriving from Vancouver, BC, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage, but her ultimate destination is the port of Portland to pick up that soda ash, which one of its most common uses is to make automotive glass. Next inbound is the American Endurance. She's arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland, refined petroleum on board. And she will probably pass Astoria maybe around 11:30 or so this evening inbound. So vessels traveling at all hours of the day or night on the waters of the world. In the Astoria Anchorage, the BTG Matterhorn is headed for Kalama to pick up wheat at about noontime today. She'll be there by about 5 p.m. in Kalama. The Nord Pluto is headed for a Kalama also. Corn, soy, or wheat are her likely cargoes. She's also leaving around noontime for Kalama. The Golden Ionari is in the anchorage awaiting orders along with the Ivy Alliance. Golden Ionari is a wheat ship. The Ivy Alliance is potash. She's going to be heading for the port of Portland eventually to pick up potash. And we have an unusual vessel in the anchorage off Astoria today. The Pacific Collector, that U.S. missile defense vessel that I talked about yesterday, is in the Astoria anchorage until tomorrow. So a great opportunity to take a look at her and see, she may be leaving today or by around 10 a.m., I think, if I'm reading the schedule correctly. So if you get a chance to go down there and take a look at her, she's got some golf ball-shaped objects on deck. Those are radar arrays in a protective case. And so she does a lot of work detecting. She's a defense vessel, so she patrols the Pacific. Outbounders, the Latika Neri is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 2 p.m., maybe passing Astoria outbounder at 8 p.m. The Pyxis Leader is a car carrier with Toyotas on board heading out about 6 p.m. You might see her running lights around midnight passing Astoria outbound. The Mayataka Arrow is leaving Portland with soda ash on board. And the ATB Dublin C, articulated tug and barge, is leaving Portland, refined petroleum on board, leaving around 11 p.m. She could pass Astoria around 5 a.m. outbound. Well, I get all sorts of Coast Guard press releases because of my work with the ship report. So I'm always checking out what's happening in Coast Guard news in our area. This is from Brookings. It was in my email this morning. The Coast Guard medically evacuated an injured crew member off a commercial fishing vessel 25 miles west of Brookings on Monday evening. A boat crew aboard a 47-foot motor lifeboat from Station Chetco River safely medevaced a 64-year-old man from the fishing vessel Arctic Storm and took him to shore for further medical care. The man reportedly suffered blunt force trauma to his face from a loose crane hook. So the sector's flight surgeon recommended an immediate medevac, so a Coast Guard boat picked him up. His condition is unknown. So, fishermen are, and women are awfully hardy people. They don't accept help unless they really need it. So for them to call for help, this person must have been very injured. You can imagine a boat rocking around out there in the swells and a piece of equipment just the wrong place at the wrong time. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the dangers of being a fisherman. This is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, an article that's online. I'm going to read some excerpts from it. Fishers and related fishing workers deal with a set of working conditions unique among all other occupations. This occupation is characterized by strenuous work, long hours, seasonal employment, and some of the most hazardous conditions in the workforce. Workers are often at sea for weeks or months at a time, sometimes having to stand on deck fishing for long periods with little or no sleep. They are constantly being tossed around by wind and rough seas, with water in their faces and under their feet, which adds an element of balance to the skills needed to do their jobs safely. Weather does not stop production, and given that these workers do not work in a factory or office building, it increases the unpredictability of their working conditions. Access to on-site medical care for these workers is limited to the knowledge of those on the boat with them or the response of the Coast Guard. This boat was only 25 miles offshore. Vessels are often way further than that away, which makes help further away. So thanks to television shows such as The Deadliest Catch, Wicked Tuna, Big Shrimpin', and others, viewers can see the hazards these workers face firsthand. But what do the numbers show? Fishers and related fishing workers have the highest fatal injury rate of any occupation since 2005. Their rate of fatal injury in 2009 was 203.6 per 100,000 full-time equivalent workers, more than 50 times the all-worker rate of 3.5. There were approximately 31,000 people employed as fishermen and women and related fishing workers in 2009. A little bit more about that. There were 334 fatal occupational injuries to fishers and related fishing workers over the 2003 to 2009 period. The five states with the most fatalities during this period are also ones that are traditionally associated with fishing: Alaska, Massachusetts, Florida, Louisiana, and Oregon. So a little bit more. Fishing is very seasonal, and not all fish or shellfish are available at all times of the year. This may lead people to believe that warmer months take the largest toll on fishers, but fishers are always fishing. They just fish for different things at different times of the year. When one season is over, another begins. Thus, the distribution of fatalities over months is fairly even. So, next time you have a fish dinner, which could be tonight, give thanks to the fishermen and women who are out there catching your dinner. It's pretty rough work, and they do it amazingly well. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.